Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we go a little bit more in-depth from the articles on the blog on the website at CatherineColleen.com, answer your questions that you've sent to questions at KOABD.com, and test the fences of life together. Thanks for joining us. Today we're talking about, does society as a whole develop along the cycle just like individuals? And the answer, I believe, is yes. And this is both terrifying and exciting for the same reasons. So let's talk about this. So we as individuals traveling on our own path develop along a cycle of social development, religious development, intellectual development, spiritual growth. And it's a cycle that, if you haven't seen it, go to the website and check out the cycle of human development. So this is something that I put together based on research from the work by Keegan. Keegan did some really fantastic work on social development, which I think also includes some intellectual development, but intellectual and social development. And then the work of Fowler, who did some great work on religious and spiritual development. And then I added on to that based on my own experiences and thoughts. And then I realized that it's a cycle. It's a circle. It's not like a staircase that you have to climb. It's not a race. It's a very Western way to think about it. And for a long time, I did think about it that way. It's not a process of steps. It's a cycle of steps. And you keep winding back around through it over and over again. So go back and check out those podcasts or those articles about the cycle of human development. You see a nice rendering of it, detailed explanation image on the website, and see how we go through this cycle over and over again. And it has 11 stages, although the first and the 11th stage are actually kind of the same thing. And so just as a quick revision about those stages, right, we come into this world believing that we are everything and that nothing is separate from us. We don't, as a newborn, you don't see your parents as separate from you. Everything is one and everything is you. And yes, it's ironic that we end up kind of back at, we do a lot of work to get all the way back there. But then you go through these stages, right? You have to start to realize that your experiences are not you. And then you start to realize that you have needs and you define yourself based on your needs. And other people aren't really other people. They're just sort of a mechanism for the fulfillment of your needs. I think we all know people that are stuck in that stage. And then you start to realize that other people have needs, too. And that's always like a shock. Whoa, they're like real people with needs. That's crazy. And that you have you are your needs and they are their needs. And then you move to a point where you define yourself by your ideology. Why? Because ideologies help you prioritize whose needs to meet. Yours, somebody else's. It becomes a conflict. So an ideology helps you to prioritize that. So we tend to develop an ideology. And when I say ideology, I don't mean necessarily religious or political. It could be any combination of religious ideologies, political ideologies, social ideologies, moral ideologies. Absolutely any belief system that you put together in order to run your life and prioritize needs is an ideology. So you get to a point where you define yourself by your ideology and you feel offended if anybody says something counter to that. And some people can really get very vicious in attacking back because they feel like themselves are being attacked, that their whole being is being attacked. And there's lots of that going on right now. And then you get to a stage where you realize that other people have ideologies too. You see the pattern here? And they have their ideologies and you have your ideologies and it's all good. And this is, if we could get everybody to this stage, there would be peace in the world. And then it kind of grows from there. So you start to see the cracks in your ideology and the inconsistencies in your ideology, and this feels very unsatisfactory. And so you start to look at other people's ideologies too, and you see the cracks and inconsistencies in their ideologies, and this all gets so frustrating that you're just like, you know what, screw it, and you reject all ideologies. And that's a very tumultuous stage to get into, so I'm not going to get into that right now, but this very tumultuous stage of life, you're rejecting all ideologies. But eventually you get past that, and you start to see kind of the truth that's at the heart of all ideologies. What's at the base of them all? And you see that, and you sort of take that in, and you go, oh, okay. And you start to see the sameness. What's the same about all these ideologies? What's the same about all of us as people? And you start to get to this sort of unification of ideas. And then from there, you step into a beautiful set of stages, 9, 10, 11, which is the unification of the self. And you get back to a point where you realize that you are the energy and the physical manifestation, and there is no difference, and you are not just a child of the divine. You are the divine, and so is everyone else, and so is everything else, and it's a beautiful place to be. So this is the cycle. Now, we get pulled right back around into some of these earlier stages all the time, right? A good injury or medical problem will pull you right back into being your needs. You have to focus on your needs of healing and work your way back around the cycle again. A good election can pull you into I am my ideology, and then you've got to work to kind of free yourself from that. So we go around this cycle round and round and around all the time. So then the question becomes, so that's what an individual does. The question then is, does society as a whole follow the same cycle? If you take a group of people, a village, a town, a country, a world, the whole of humanity, does it also follow the cycle? And the answer is yes. So it stands to reason that we as a society may also develop and grow kind of a hive mind or a group think. Or you could, you know, read the headlines of the day and get a sense of where the majority of a society is in terms of their stages. Are they stuck in ideologies? Are they stuck on needs? Where are they? So let me take you back. Many thousands of years ago, our days were consumed with just surviving. Finding food, having enough water, a safe place to sleep, basic safety from predators, warmth, basic health. We did not have time for anything else. At that time, you could say that humanity was in stage 3. I am my needs. And in tribal societies, also you may have lots of people in stage 4. Others have needs too. So I am my needs, I am, you know, they are their needs, and we as a small tribe of hunter-gatherers are trying to fulfill our needs and the needs of the tribe. So the society at that point was a sort of stage 3, stage 4 for the most part. Now keep in mind the infants are coming in stage 1, they go through stage 2, 3, 4. But the large majority of your adults, your grown adults, would be in stage 3 and stage 4. We were largely preoccupied back then with just fulfilling our basic needs and those of our family or our tribe. There was little opportunity to contemplate the mysteries of existence, although there was some. But at some point, we started to draw on walls and create ideologies to explain what we could not understand. Things like death and luck and all these other creatures and ourselves. And slowly we evolved to a society wherein the ideology was everything. Not so focused on the needs. We still had needs that had to be fulfilled, but that ideology became everything. Entire nations adopted particular ideologies and either drove out or killed or conquered anyone who suggested a different ideology. Right? So you've got the Roman Empire, you have the Crusades, you have Catholics versus Protestants, and so on. So even today, there are some nations that base themselves on a particular religion, but they are far fewer than in the past. And they're considered somewhat behind. And I don't like to think of that as behind. It's every stage is important. This is a cycle. It is not a race. No one stage is lesser or greater. Although some stages are fraught with peril. They're all very important to go through. If you don't go through this stage of I am my ideology, you can't get to the next stage. And you'll keep being pulled back here. So I don't think of them as behind or lesser. But these societies that are based on an ideology are squarely in stage 5. I am my ideology. Now, that's come a long way since entire societies were based on I am my needs. And you'd say, yes, well, plenty of countries have, quote, moved beyond that, right? So fast forward to the 1900s, where we see an acceleration of further societal development in the U.S. And this is a good, the U.S. is a good, by no means a unique example, but it's the one that I know, so I'm going to go with that. So for a while in the U.S., we were our political ideology. It was very like democracy versus communism. And that was the ideology. And we were just really just soaking in that. And then we came to a point where we could see the cracks and the inconsistencies in our religious and political ideologies somewhere around about 1950. And we wondered if there was something more. That's stage 6. When I have my ideology and other people have their ideologies, and I'm sitting here just kind of with this uncomfortable feeling like I think there's more to it and I just don't know what it is. And we felt that as a society. And by the late 1960s, society, now this is the majority, certainly not everybody, but you've got a critical mass of people rejecting all ideologies. That's stage 7. Now, leading the way were the hippies and the beatniks of the 1960s, and eventually the postmodernist movements, which really picked up steam in the 1970s, to the point that these concepts are being taught overtly in public schools to this day, and some private ones. So as a society in the U.S., we are, in large part, we have a critical mass of people deeply in stage 7. I reject all ideologies. Deconstructing any and every social, political, and religious ideology as a human or societal construct and therefore not real and therefore entirely wrong. It's this very kind of anything you can mention, you've got a critical mass of people. Now, this is not necessarily your average person, but you have enough people that it is a major topic of discussion. That you have enough people that say, you know, that they'll take a particular concept and go, that's just a societal construct. That's not real. And they reject it. So this rejection of concepts and ideologies is very deeply stage 7. Now, at the same time we have this significant portion of the U.S. population in stage 7, it's not the majority, but it's big enough, rejecting all ideologies, we also have the majority of the population in stage 5 to 6, which is I am my ideology, right? Political ideologies, religious ideologies. So you've got the majority, and think of it like a normal curve. Anything and everything that humans do, it doesn't matter if it's age, height, weight, anything else like that. It all comes out as a normal curve, even finance, anything humans do. So take the normal curve, that big bump in the middle is people in stage 5, 6. I am my ideology. Why do we have such massive political divide? Because so many people are stuck in their political ideologies as their definition of themselves. And you've got a big chunk of people that are also like, well, you know, I'm my ideology, and other people have their ideology, and it's all good, to each their own, I don't care. So that's stage 6. So 5 and 6, the majority of people, that big bump in the middle of the normal curve, are people in stages 5 and 6. But you've got enough people in stage 7 that it is a major movement within the society. But look at how we've evolved. Look how we've come from most people being in stage 3 and 4, just trying to fulfill their needs, to most people being in stage 5 or 6, with a significant enough portion of the population, enough to dominate the headlines, in stage 7. That is great. No, really, hear me out. This is great news. First, I know as dangerous as stage 7 is, I'm telling you this is great. First, we as a society will have to fully embrace and get through stage 7. This is a very dangerous stage. It means rejecting all ideologies, flailing around for a while, trying on every possible variant, only to meet disappointment when reality shows it to be flawed. And then, after many bad choices, we as a society will finally get to the point where the majority of the population is in stage 8. A society where most people can see the truth at the heart of all ideologies, and that will be a peaceful society indeed. So we've got a bit of ugliness to get through. And that sucks. And if we are cognizant about it, we can get through it quickly and almost kind of skip it. You sort of have to go through it a little bit, but maybe we can make it very short. But we can get there. So that's the good news. So societies do progress through this cycle. And that's good news because that tells me that after some stumbling and flailing around, society will become very peaceful indeed. But of course, it's a cycle. It's not a staircase. It's not a race. There's not a finish line. We as humanity at large have had our share of events that pulled us back to earlier stages, only to have to traverse the stages again around and around. If you were to plot the timeline of history on this circular cycle of development, you would see us going around and around, but in total spending more and more time with the majority of the population in later and later stages. There's a neat infographic there that somebody could make here, not me, but send it to me if you do. Wartime, content to pull us back to I am my needs. Major medical epidemics can tend to pull us back towards I am my needs. But you find that when that happens these days, we spend a lot less time in the I am my needs stage, and we get back pretty quickly to the I am my ideology, and others have their ideologies, very ideologically focused right now. But the good news is, to sum it up, that society at large follows the same cycle of development simply because a majority of the people, of the adults, the grown adults, are in that stage. So long ago, the majority of grown adults would be in stage 3 and then into stage 4, and now they're in stage 5 and 6. Eventually, the majority of grown adults will be in stage 7. That will be a tumultuous time. But then eventually, the majority of grown adults will be in stage 8. Stage 9, stage 10, at blessed stage 11. I can't even imagine that world. So that's the really good news. Really, really good news. So society does develop along the cycle, just like individuals do. And I'm going to choose to see the good in that rather than the danger that comes with the majority of people being in stage seven. could feel a lot like the apathy of Gen X. Story for another time. Okay, so that's what I have for today. If you have questions, send them to questions@koabd.com. And I will include them in the podcast or just write you straight back by email. It is me who checks that email right now. So let me know what you're thinking. Of course, you can register at the website, KatherineColleen.com. And join us in the members-only discussion area there as well. It's $1 a year, just enough to keep the griefers out because I'm just not going to deal with that. All right. So thanks for joining us here on the podcast on Life and Being Human, and we'll see you next time.